This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other media outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy. It's a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. We continue today as Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about provisional ballots.
So a provisional ballot is a process that allows us to verify information for the voter in an extended sense. So let's say you come to the polls on election day and I can't find your name in the voter registration book. And, you know, 60,000 people are voting on election day and there's phone call after phone call into the county clerk's office. But you know that you're registered to vote. There's just something why we can't find your information. And so it allows us to let you cast a ballot on election day because you can't come back on Wednesday and do it. It allows you to cast that ballot on election day. We set it aside with all the information that we've received from you. And then you have signed the provisional ballot envelope. And then it allows the county clerk and the election commission after the election to review your information. And we keep records. And so maybe it was just on election day. There's so many phone calls. We don't have a chance to go back and look at past records. And we can see if we can find your information. And if we do find that you are eligible to vote, then we can count your ballot. You're also given the opportunity to come to a provisional ballot hearing and present evidence on why you think that you are eligible to vote. So that's one reason you might cast a provisional ballot. There's also a process for a voter who is unable to show ID. So even though we are asking every voter to show an approved photo ID, if for some reason you are unable to show that ID, and we are not going to ask why you're unable to show the ID, we're not going to get into a whole thing. We don't need to know. As long as you say, I'm unable to show an ID, then we have you vote a provisional ballot. There's a process that allows you to sign. It's called an affirmation that you'll sign secondary to. There's two things you'll sign on that provisional ballot. You'll sign one that you are verifying that you are registered to vote. And then you'll sign another affirmation saying that I am who I say I am and I am registered to vote. So as long as you're willing to sign those two things, then you'll cast a provisional ballot on election day and we will count your ballot as long as we can verify that you are eligible to vote and you were registered to vote. So if for some reason, let's say the night before the election, you lost your purse and you don't have your driver's license anymore and you don't have a passport, you don't have any of those things that qualify as a form of ID, but you still want to vote on election day. So as long as you come in and you just say, I'm unable to show ID, we're not going to ask. We don't need to know what happened. And so we'll walk you through that process to vote a provisional ballot.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our Civics Education Series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets across the country are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy. It's an effort to explore and explain civics and government, and you can learn more at purplefordemocracy.org.